We're on Lamed Amud Aleph at the bottom. We said that a group of Tanoim all hold that a Sheni can't make a Shlishi Bechulin, and the last one was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Disnan, where's Rabbi Eliezer who holds that a Sheni can't make a Shlishi? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chala Nitelis Minatahor Alatmeya. It's possible to take Chala from dough that's tahar and dough that's tamei. Ketzer, shtei isos, achas tahor v'achas tamei. You have two doughs, one's tamei and challah hasn't been taken from it, and one is tahar. That also challah hasn't been taken from. So, noto kedei challah mi'isa shelo hurma chavasa. You take challah off from the one that challah hasn't been taken from yet, from the tahora. The nosin pachus mikabeya beemtza. The halacha is a challah has to be taken minamukov. Minamukov means that the two doughs have to be connected. But if you connect the two doughs, you're going to be matame the dough that is tar. So what do? You take off enough for challah, and you put less than a kabeya. So less than a kabeya can't be matame something else. Shaila whether it can become tame altogether by itself, but it can't be matame something else for sure. So pachos mikabeya beemtza, between the two doughs to connect them. Kedei likul min amukuf, in order to take challah from that which is connected to it. And that way you're able to take what's called challah from the tahora and the tmeya without the what's called the tahor becoming tame. To Rashi. Rabbi Lezer Omer Chala Nitelis Min HaTahor Al HaTmeya Reish Yudam Asnisim V'Cheseches Chala Hochi. The Reish of this Mishnah in Chala is the following: Shir Chala Echad Mi Chav Dalid, right? What's with the Shir of Chala is 1/20 of the dough. Nitma'a Isasa, right? Shogeges O Anusa. If the dough became Tomei, either by accident or unintentionally, so then echad mimemches, then the shear is 1/48, because anyway you can't give it to a coin to eat, you can't eat chalot meya, so you only take off 1/48. Okay, nitnes bemezid, right? If you were to matami the dough bemezid, so chote shouldn't benefit by being matami the dough that you have to take off less, then you have to take off the regular shear echad michavdal, then you have to take off 1/24. Shelo yechote nisker. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hecha the nitmes, mizida, right? So, what's it called? Hecha the nitmes, mizida, Talush? Yeah, okay, Talush. Can't see the word. Mizida. Okay. Hecha the nitmes mizida, tolush, atok flosh acheres b'tahara, v'titl min tahora alatmeya. So take off chala from the tahora, and then you'll be able to take chala from the tahora and the tmeya. Right? Why? Mishum the mitzvah, litro min hamukaf. The halacha is you have to, the lechatchil at least, you have to take off from those that are connected. Right? Ketzot. Tasis, what do? Shehei min amukaf, that it should be min amukaf, and you shouldn't be metame the dough that's tar. Utahora nitelas kedei chalas hatmeya, me isa hatahora. You take off enough from the isa tahora to satisfy the isa tahora and the isa tmeya. Adshala hurma chalasa, right? The e hurma chalasa, the tahora sulo motzi lafrushe min haptura al ha'achil. You have to have dough that challah wasn't taken from, tahor dough, because if the challah was taken from it, you can't take dough from that on the tmeya, because you're taking min haptura al ha'achil. That dough already was exempted from challah because the challah was taken. So you have to take dough that needs challah taken from it, so now it's min ha'achil, and you take from that for itself and for the tmeya. V'lo chayel olei su shem chala, if the chala was taken already. So it has to be a dough that chala wasn't taken from yet, that's tahar, and you'll take now from the tahar on the tameh, for the tameh also. But you can't do that because you can't take from one dough on another unless they're connected. If you connect them, you're going to mimetameh it. So what's the eitzah? You take a piece of dough that is less than a kebeya, put between them, and take off the challah from one on the other. The piece of dough which that's less than a kebeya between them connects them, but it's not metameh the tahar from the tameh, because less than a kebeya can't transfer tumah. Okay. The nosenes pachos mikebeya the emtsa kedei litrum in hamukaf. Mukaf loshon mechuber. Mukaf means connected. Makariv and makariv and makuriv, close and connected. Kamo ein makifin shtei chavios meseches beya. Moreover, there speaks about making an oil on Shabbos. You can't put two barrels together with something over it, so you're making an oil. So makifin means putting two things together. Right? Umikron nafgalon utrumas vaharimosa mimenu min hamukaflo. Mimenu, we learn from a pasuk, mimenu means from that which is close and connected to it. V'sifri, hilkach tzricha lahakif. Therefore, you have to somehow connect these two doughs. But if you connect them, you're going to be metame the dough that's tohar. Lahakif hachala, aval ha'isa, eitzel ha'isa, kodim shetikra l'shem. Right? Before you call it shame chala, you're going to have to somehow connect these two doughs so to be able to take the chala from the tahor on the tmeya. The hachi makifala, so how do you do that? Nosenes be areva litzad echad, right? You put the tahar dough in a kneading trough on one side. The nosenes min ha'isa ha'tahora pachos mikedeya bein hachala ha'tahora ubein ha'isa tmeya, and you take a piece that's less than a kedeya off of that and put it between the two doughs. V'emtzois nogas b'shteihem u'mitzarfosot. The middle piece, which is less than a kebeya, touches both doughs and connects them. So now you're taking min hamukaf. Then the kore shem al hachala, and then you're kore shem on the chala, from the tahora, u'misalkosa im kriyas hashem, and you take it away immediately after you designate it as chala. Upachos mikabeya eno metameh sachala, and the pachos mikabeya of dough in the middle doesn't transfer the tumah from the tameh isa to the chala. The afapisha hu atzma mekabel tumah, even though Rashi sheet is that the less than a beya is mekabel tumah itself, but it can't transfer tumah. Other rishonim hold that less than a kabeya can't even be mekabel tumah. Kedetanya b'toras kohanim mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel melamed shehu mitamei b'chol shehu yochel, and so we should learn that's only b'drabbanan. I mean, a Torah that's it can't be tamei either. Yochel yitamei acherim b'chol shehu. I might think that food can be mitamei other food even less than a kebeya. Talmud lomer asher ye'ochel v'darshinan le'beperik basra diyuma ochel hanechel b'vasachas food that you could swallow at one time, which is a kebeya. Your throat can't hold can't hold more than a kebeya at one time. So food that could be swallowed at one time is a kebeya. The shiru chachomim ein beis habliya ma'azig yosem yikebeya tarnigolis, a chicken egg. So that's a kebeya. So less than a kebeya is for sure not mather tumah. It's not matame other things.
What do you need a bridge? Why not the areva itself is mitzara? You put everything together in the one on my areva.
What? It's not because the areva, first of all, it could be that you need to think something with sides, and this doesn't have sides, the areva. So the chachamim osrim, kiriboina lefrushatama, and the what's it called, could be also that in order to be minamukov, it's not good enough to have to be in one kli, but it has to be mamish nogea, notion and shicha. It has to be that the two doughs mamish touch. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says you do. The chachamim osrim, and the chachamim say you shouldn't do that. Why? The Gemara doesn't explain the reason why the Chachamim hold you can't do that. The Tanya, Kebeya, right, and it says Dafka, what's it called? The Tanya Kebeya, the Tanya Bibraisa, the Aliba the Rebbe Lezer, right? The Nosenes Af Kebeya Beemtza. In the Braisa it says that Rebbe Lezer holds you don't have to put Pachos Mi Kebeya in the middle. You could even put a Kebeya in the middle. Vafilu Hachi Lo Metami La Lechala Ad Shelo Nikra Le Hashem. Right, until you call it Chala, Chala has a din of Truma. So once you designate it as Chala, has a din of Truma, and it's Mekabel Truma like Truma. But until you call it Chala, it's Chulin. And therefore, even a Kebeya would be good, because this Ochal is a Rishon. It's going to make the Kebeya Ochal in the middle a Sheni, and the Chulin a Sheni is not going to make a Shlishi. So there's no problem. Right? If you called it Chala, right, then it's a problem, because now it's Mekabel Truma like Truma, and Truma makes a Shlishi. But by Chulin, there's no Shlishi. Okay. Savruha, and now in explaining this Mishnah, we assume Idivi Isa Rishona, right? It's talking where the first Isa that's Tame was a Risha. Okay? The Chulin, the Tvulin, the Chala, Loke Chala Dami. And Chulin that are set aside for Chala to be taken don't have a din of Chala. They have a din of Chulin. Okay? Loke Chala Dami. And therefore they're not like Truma, it's like Chulin. My love, the Hawke Miflegay. So what's the machlokus between the Chachom and Rebbe Lezer? The Mar Sover ain't Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin. Rebbe Lezer says you can do this because even though the Kebeya in the middle, it's Lav Dafka less than a Kebeya. Even a Kebeya is okay. Because what's going to happen is the Rishon is going to make the Kebeya Ochel in the middle, what's it called, which is Tvula the Chala. It needs Chala taken off, but the Chala hasn't, that is not Chala. Right, it just needs challah taken off. It still has a din of chulin, so it's going to make the dough in the middle a sheni, and the dough in the middle is not going to make the tahora a shlishi, because there's no such thing as a shlishi bechulin. Umar sover sheni osa shlishi, and the rabbanan holds sheni osa shlishi bechulin. That's the machlokas. So Rabbi Lezer, though the ma'isa, holds it ain sheni osa shlishi. Rav Mori bereid Rav Kahana. No, the kulei alma ain sheni osa shlishi bechulin. No. Now, everybody holds ain sheni osa shlishi. The reason the Chachom say it's also is a different reason. The machlokas is chulin that hasn't had chala taken out. So there is theoretically chala in here somewhere. Does that have a din of chulin, or does that have a din of chala? Right? How's it mekabel tuma? Like chulin or like chala, which is like truma? Mar sover kechala domi. And therefore, a sheni is osa shlishi betruma, and therefore it has a din of chala. So it would become tame because sheni is osa shlishi, right, by chala. Umar sover lo kechala dami, and the other one holds it's not like chala. Rebbe Lezer holds not like chala, and therefore it has a din of chulin, and ain't sheni osa shlishi bechulin. V'boy seima, another possibility. Dekulei alma chulin hatzvulin lechala lav kechlo kechala dami. Everybody holds that it doesn't have a din of chala. And everybody holds what's it called the ein sheni osa shlishi bechulin. So then, why can't you put the dough in between? The hacha b'mutter ligrom tuma lechulin sheberetz Yisrael kamithulei. Mar sover mutter ligrom tuma lechulin sheberetz Yisrael. Umar sover aser ligrom tuma lechulin sheberetz Yisrael. Right. One holds that what's it called? Even though the dough in the middle is not going to pass on that tuma to the tahar isa. So you're still going to be able to, what's it called, have chala tahora, but you have another problem. You're metame, that dough. That dough itself becomes tame, right? And Shaila is, and it's talking in Eretz Yisrael, are you allowed to be goring tuma to chulin in Eretz Yisrael? You're causing this little piece of dough to become tame. Is that mutter or not? The Rabbanan holds also to do that, and Rabbi Lezer holds mutter to do that, to Rashi. Okay. V'tanya kabeitzo, v'tanya b'braisa, daliba de Rebbe Lezer, the nosenis af kabeitzo b'emtza. You don't get allowed to put even a kabei in the middle. V'afilu hachi lo matami lo lechala, ad shelo nikra le'ashem. And still, if you didn't call shem chala on this dough, it's the, what's it called, it's not mekabel tuma from a sheni, right? Savru rabbanan hachi dechi midrasha the bol the mishma minoa the revelezer ain sheni osheshlishi v'chulin svarlei idi the idi hach brisa nami aliba the revelezer the shori b'kabeya who must the brisa that says the revelezer says it's mutter even a kabeya holds that ain sheni osheshlishi v'chulin who must nisim the omer pachos right tarvayu be'izo rishon. Both the Brisa and the Mishnah are talking about a Isa that's Tamei Rishon. Right? Vafilu Hachi Kam Rabbi Lezer Bebrisa Kebeya. And even so, Rabbi Lezer holds you could put a Kebeya in between the two doughs and it'll still be okay. And the dough that's Tahar won't become Tamei. Afal Gav de Mitamei Emtsoyish Machmas Rishona, even though the middle dough is going to become Tamei. Right, because of the first dough, because of touching the first dough, but it's going to be a sheni, right? The havia lashnia, lo hadra, the avda la lechala ad shelo kora lehashem shlishi. Since the what's it called? You haven't yet been korei shem chala on it. It needs chala taken from it, but the chala hasn't been taken from it yet, so it's called chulin, not called chala, and therefore there's no shlishi. It's chulin. The afagav de meisus chulin. Hatvulin lechalahu, the kuli alma bein Rabbi Lezer bein the rabbanan lav kechaladamya the mahavi Allah toras truma, right? Chala again, it says a din of truma. It's called truma, chala, and what's it called? And therefore, it is makabel tuma shlishi to passel it, but this is not chala yet. It's just dough that you have to take chala from, so that everybody holds that that's not considered like chala, and therefore it doesn't become tamei because it's chulin. And ain sheni osa shlishi. My lab b'hokimithlge, so isn't that the machlokas? Revelezer the rabbonin, the revelezer the shori, sover ain sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Revelezer says you can do that, because a sheni won't make a shlishi, and both the dough will remain tahar when you take the challah from it. For rabbonin, the asre savre sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. The rabbonin who asre say that a sheni is osa shlishi b'chulin. The itmala challah lifnei kriyas hashem. Right, and therefore, even before your korei shem challah, since it's dough, that challah has to be taken from it, it has a din of truma and challah, and it becomes tamei because sheni can make a shlishi b'truma. The afagav the chulin hu, the ishtakat the safina lekohen challah tameya the cheska shitora. We're going to end up giving this kohen challah tameya, which is we think is tar. Because you think that you accomplished separating the tamei from the tar, the tana de masnis and the omer le rabbi lezer pachos mikabeya lab mishum de islei sheni osa shlishi. The mishnah that says it has to be pachos mikabeya is not because if it would be a kabeya it would make a shlishi. Ela mishum the kama de efshel the meute tum adem tzois right mimatinan. But we try to be mamayit as much as we can. You could make it a sheni, and it won't make a shlishi. But better, what's it called, to mamayit, that it doesn't become tamei to be matamei at all, right? That it's less than a kadeya. The asur ligrom tuma lechulin elamishum takonis truhu. Really, you're not allowed to be matamei things just like this. But here, in order to take off truma minatahora, right, not from the tmeya, we allow you to make something tummy. The ha efshar b'hachi, it's possible to do it in a way that the thing will become less tummy, because less than the kabeya, that's better. Inami mishum dilma lo mizdaher ba shelo tiga chala ben tzayizu acher kriyas hashem. Another reason we're afraid that you won't be so careful and you'll let the chala touch it after your kori shem chala on it. And then it has a din of truma, then it will become tamei. So therefore we avoid the problem by having less than a kabeya. It's just a precautionary measure. But even if you had a kabeya, it's not going to be metamei the other dough. The chachamim osrim, dilma osi lemevad kabeya. Umetamei emtsoyis, vahadra umetamei lechala. The chachamim say it's to do because we are afraid that if it's a kabeya, you'll maybe use a kabeya instead of less than a kabeya, and you'll end up being metame the chala. Gemara says no. The kulei ama filu rabbanan ain sheni osa shlishi v'chulin. Everybody holds a sheni is not osa shlishi. V'hai deka asri rabbanim. Why do rabbanim say it's asr? Mishum deka savri chulin ha tvulin v'chala kechala domi. That one dough that needs chala taken off, that dough has a din of chala, because there's chala in it. Umnitzli mishum shem shlishi. And therefore it has a din of chala, and chala has a din of truma, and truma can become a shlishi. Everybody holds that dough that's tovul lechala is not lechala, and ein sheni osha shlishi. The kuli alma ein sheni osha shlishi bechulin. The hacha the mutter ligrom tuma lechulin. And the machlokas is: are you allowed to make something that's chulin tame lechatchila? The rabbanon hold you can't, and the Rebbe Lezer holds you can't. Time of the Rabbanan da Asrei Mishum Emtsoisi. The reason is because the middle one, because you can't make that dough. That dough becomes a sheni. That for sure becomes tummy. So are you allowed to do that or not? Why the mitame machma seisa shehi rishona ukesavrei osur ligrom tuma lechulin mishum mixas truma mishum takonas truma. Even though we're doing this in order to misakin the truma, the challah, in order to take off mitahora, still you're not allowed to be goring tuma to chulin in Eretz Yisrael. For the lezer's over mutter ligrom tuma lemtzayis kedei l'sakein challah b'tahara enochinami stam. For no purpose, you can't be mitame chulin in Eretz Yisrael. But here there's a purpose. We want to do this in order you should be able to take off challah in a tahora on the tmeya, so the challah will be tar and the kohen will be able to eat the challah. So in order to do that, you have to be matame chulin. Then we're allowed to matame chulin. Vitana lomithar. What is this? Vitana de masnisen. Okay, vitana de masnisen. Vitana de brisa. Alider belezer nomi b'hak lige. And the Tana of the Brice and the Tana of the Mishnah are arguing in Rebbe Lezer whether he could use a kadei or not, arguing this. The Tana of the Masnisan Sovra Afal Gav the Mutter Ligrom La Tuma Miu Kol Kama De Efshel Meute, right? Lo Mafshinen Lu Ligrom Lem Tuma Bechinam, right? If you can minimize the Tuma, better to minimize it. So use it less than a kadeya. Right, therefore you could use less than a kabeya. Hilka kabeya lo the choshev, but don't use a kabeya because it's more choshev and it's more tuma by a kabeya than less than a kabeya. The tana de brisa sover kiven the mutter ligrom la ligrom lo shna shiura rabba v'lo shna shiura zuta. The difference if you matame more than a kabeya, less than a kabeya, it's all the same. Once you have a heter to be goring tuma lechulin Beretz Israel for purpose of takonas chala, so you can do it even to a kabeya. Da filo b'chdei kabeya nami mutter ligrom. Inami tana de masnis and sover dilma noga chala ben tzois achar kriyas Hashem. V'tana bro lo chayish. Another possibility is not that what's it called that there's a difference in if you're matame a kabeya or not than a kabeya. Once you have a heter, you can do either one. The shaila is if you have a kabeya and by mistake you let it touch it after you kore shem chala, then it's mekabel tuma l'shlishi. But if it's less than a kabeya, it won't be mekabel tuma anyway, because less than a kabeya can't transfer tuma. So the Mishnah holds that we're choshish for that, and therefore use less than a kabeya. The Brice holds we're not choshish for that. Okay, let's go on. Bo Bayom Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but my kamiflage, right? Mar sover tchumin deraisa, right? One holds that we learn from that pasuk that tchumin are min haTorah, and therefore we learn tchum Shabbos from the pasuk of alpayim ama by the Levim, because really only elif ama was significant by the Levim, right? To be a migrash, and the fact that it says alpayim is to teach me the din of tchum Shabbos, and tchum Shabbos is deraisa. Umar sover the rabbanan. And Rabbi Kiva holds the Raisa, and the other ones holds the Rabbanan. So the pastor can't be coming to tell me Tchum Shabbos, and therefore it's coming to tell me that 1,000 Amos is Migrash, and the other 1,000 is for Sados and Kromim. Rashi. The Maika Mithligi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Benosha, Rabbi Yosef Lili. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Bo Bayom Dorish Rabbi Akiva, Bishar Sha'olu Yisrael Min Hayan, Nosnu Einehem Lomar Shira. As soon as they came out of the Yam, they had in mind to say Shira. The Ketzer Amru Shira, how did they say Shira? Kegadlu HaMakris HaHalu. They said it responsively. Like a Godl HaMakris HaHalel, not responsively, like a Godl's Makris HaHalel, so the Godl says the Pasuk, and there's a response. That's how they used to say Halel. The Hain Only Makra of Rosh Prakim. They would answer the Rosh Prakim, right, to all the Psukim. The Godl would say a Pasuk, and they would answer that first Pasuk as a response, a refrain. Moshe Omer Ashir LaShem, the Hain Omri Mashir LaShem. Right, they would, the first pasuk, Ashiru Hashem ki geoga, they would say, Moshe said it, and then they would repeat it. Moshe omer ki geoga, the second part of the pasuk, vehein omrim Ashiru Hashem. So that refrain, the first pasuk was always the refrain, and that's how they said it. Moshe said the next pasuk, and they said the refrain from the, constantly the same, they answered the same refrain throughout the Shira. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher b'Yosek li liomer ki kotna makris ahalo. The Hainu Makrav call Mashahu Omer. He said, no, like a cotton. If a cotton is Makra Halo, you have to repeat everything after him. If somebody's an Amoritz, he doesn't know how to read Halo, but he has a cotton, he has a kid who goes to school, he knows. So you can't be Yotzei with the kid, but you can say word for word after him. So he says a Pasuk, and you repeat the Pasuk. He says the next Pasuk, you repeat that. That's how they said Halo. That's how they said Shira. Moshe said a Pasuk, they repeated it. Moshe said the next Pasuk, they repeated that. Moshe Omer Ashir Lashem, Vehein Omrim Ashir Lashem. Moshe Omer Kigo Go, Vehein Omrim Kigo Go. They repeated what Moshe said. That's how they said Shira. Reb Nechemya Omer Kesofer Haporis Al Shema Beveis HaKnesses. Shehu Poseach Tchila, Vehein Omrim Achrov. Right? No, it's like a person saying Kriyashma, the shots. He starts, and everybody then continues in unison. So that Ruach HaKodesh was on all of them. They all were mechaven to the same Shira together with Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't have to answer after him. So the first Mandi Omer holds that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira and they just said the refrain. Second Mandi Omer says everybody said everything, but Moshe Rabbeinu said it first and they repeated it. Eat Pasuk by Pasuk. And the third Mandi Omer says Moshe Rabbeinu started and then everybody in unison that said the Shira together, they all got the Ruach HaKodesh to say the Shira together. The Maika Miflegate, Rabbi Akiva Sovar Leimor Amilsa Kamaisa. Right? It says Vayomru Leimor. So here, like we said, the Leimor can't mean to say to others. So they said it Leimor. They repeated the first pasuk over and over again. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher b'Yosef Lidi Sovar Akol Milso Milsa. Leimor means they repeated everything the Moshe said, pasuk by pasuk. Rabbi Nechemya Sovar Vayomru. To Omer Kulo Bahadi Adodi. Right? Vayomru is they all said it together. I Leimor, to Pasach Moshe Bereisha. But they said it only after Moshe started. But after that, once Moshe started the Shira, everybody said it together in unison. Okay, Tirashi. Kigodl Hamakris Ahalo. Makrehu the Tzibor Lahotzion Yedechovasan. A Godl who reads the Halo, so they don't have to say every Pasach. They're Yotzei with Shomea Kaone. But they answer the refrain. Vehein only ma'achrov roshe prokim haleluka. Shehu rosha parsha. Ha'kub dover shehu omer only ma'achrov haleluka. Disnam meseches sukkah. Mi shehoya eved o isha o cotton. Makrin also. Hu no achreya ma'sheim omrin. If you have an eved, an isha, or a cotton who can't be motzi you, so you have to answer what they say. That because you have to say it. You can't be motzi from them. The imhoya godl makra also, but if a godl who could be motzi you says it, then you just answer the refrain. The refrain is the beginning of the paragraph, which is halleluka. So ono acharav halleluka. So you just say in every pasuk halleluka, and that's how you yotze. You yotze shomea ka'olne, but you have to say something, so you say the refrain, the beginning of the parak. And over here the same thing. They kept saying Ashir Lashem ki go go. And then Moshe would say the next pasuk, and they would answer, Ashiru Lashem ki go go. Or Ashiru Lashem. Not ki go, Ashiru Lashem. kisofer melamed tinokos. And the third man, the Omer, says, no, it's like a sofer in by Kriya Shema. The melamed tinokos starts the Shema, and everybody says it together. The who tadir bebeis hakneses uporeis al Shema. He's the shatz, right? Le asora ha. Soraha, what is it? Hanoad, well, Poresh, Lashon, Porush, Pros Hachag, Lifne Hachag, Pros means before. So he says it first, right? He initiates the thing, and then they all say it together. Maschel, the Brachosh, Lifne Kriyashma, the Hain Oni Machra, the Korin Kulan Yachad, then they all say it in unison. Kach, Shorsa, Ruach HaKodesh Al Kulam. They all got the Ruach HaKodesh at the same time. They didn't have to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu what he was saying. They all got the same message and said it together. The kivnu yachad es hashira kichsova, and they all were mechaven the shira as it's written in the Torah. Okay, leimor akula amilsa kanaisikoi. So the machlokus is, what is the leimor, right? Vayomru leimor. What's the leimor over here? Well, leimor was one. They answered the first pasuk on everything. They said a refrain. Right, Shaonim Tommy Rashira Lashem, Rabnechemius Sover, the Amru Amoshe Uvene Israel Koi, Umashma, the Omar Kula Bahadi Adodian. And the last man, the Omar holds no. The Vayomru means they said it all together. And the Leimor is the Moshe Rabbeinu started. Of Leimor, the Pasach Moshe Beresha, Hachikomer, Vayomru Kulam, Achar Achash, what is that? Shapirshu? Shinorshu Lamor. The Hainu, after they were permitted to start, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the signal to start by starting, right? The Hainu Achash Posachochem, right? So the Shatz starts off each paragraph, and then everybody says it together. Here too, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, he started it off, and then everybody had Ruach HaKodesh and said it together. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Dorash Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Bishosha Olu Yisrael Ben Ayom, Nosnu Einem Lomar Shira. The Ketzer Amru Shira, Olol Mutal Al Birkei Imo, even little children, right? Little kid sitting on his mother's lap. The Tinuk Yonek Mishte Imo, a child nursing. Kivin Shiroz HaShchina, they saw the Shchina, like Zekeli Vandeu, Olol Higbiya Savoro. So the little kid picked up his neck. The tinik shoma dad mi piv, and the little baby stopped nursing. The omru zekeli vanveu, and they taka said zek. They could point to the shchina and say zekeli. They felt the presence of the shchina. Shenamar mi pi olulim v'yomkim yosadet ha'oz. Okay, hayor Reb Meir Omer minayin shafilu ubrim shemeimon omru shiba. Not only children, but even fetuses inside the mother said shira. Shenemar Makela Baruch Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, right? And in the parentheses we have Vaha Lo Chasu. What could they see from inside? Reb Tanchum Keres Nas Elohen Kas Plakario Hamiira Vero. The mother's stomach became transparent, and they were able to mamish feel the Shechina, and they said Shira. Zirashi. Olel Godel Miyonik. Olel is a little kid, an infant, not a baby. Kizasiv me Olel the Adyonik. The Derech Hanikra Lomar Kain. Kolomar Kola Hakol Min Hachoshulat Hagorua. From the more important to less important. Even from an Olel till a Yonik. Even the little babies, not only infants. Kimomi Shor Viadse. From a shore, big animal, to a set, to a small animal. That's how the pasuk speaks. So mi olo v'ad yomek b'makelos kishikalu alayom, when they nikalu alayom, when they gathered, congregated by the yam to sing shira mi mekor af osen shemekor, even the ones in the womb said the shira.